This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're going to go shopping or maybe just browsing with Patricia Spears Jones. Jones is the winner of the 2017 Jackson Poetry Prize, and recently she published one of her poems in the magazine. She's a native of Arkansas, living for many years in New York, and a little while back, when it was still quite cold out, we asked Patricia Spears Jones to show us one of her favorite places in the city. And so she took us just around the corner from home.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, I'm now thawing.
All right, come on this side, there's a little heater.
Oh, that's all right. The name of this shop is Calabar Imports. I like neighborhood spaces, and this is a neighborhood space. When I think of Bedford-Stuyvesant, I think of the place where UB Blakes and Lena Horne were raised. So I've been coming to the shop since 2004, I guess. Yeah. At every Calabar import store, there's always a yellow door. In this very small, very bright shop where there are many paintings, jewelry, there's very colorful garments. One of the things I know about the store and all the stores is that the owner, Atem, is also an architect. And so they're all sort of interestingly designed. There is a partition that sort of opens up the space so you can see the front of the space and then the back of the space. But you can also, from the back of the space, you can look out to the window, which looks out to the street. It's like the usefulness of portals. The bracelets I'm wearing, which are all from Africa, and they're all beaded, and they're all pretty, are from Calabar. I think I bought all of the bracelets that I like because they're not here. There are Frida Kahlo mirrors, and this looks like a Haitian mirror, but I'm not sure. Oh, it's from Peru. Oh, so she has these Peruvian mirrors. They're really beautiful. I am a poet because I started writing when I was 12 years old. I'm a poet because I love words and sound. I'm a poet because it is a very complicated and difficult art form. I like to go to places where I know that I may find something of interest that if I have enough coin, I can purchase. But also that there are moments of community, that people come in and they sit and chat and talk about things, where people know that if I come here on a Wednesday, 3 weeks from now, it'll be here. We need those kinds of places that sort of look like the ideas about how we like the world, that we like color and texture and things that are pretty or odd or in some cases utterly beautiful, and that can be found literally around the corner from where you live.
All right, darling.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to go across the street and get a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And read some more June Jordan.
That's Patricia Spears Jones in Brooklyn. And you can hear her read her poem, Seraphim, at newyorker.com.